goes back 30 years to a humble beginning that started here and in Dallas and expanded literally in every state in the country, 10 foreign countries. At one time, there was 110 races throughout the country. The places Coleman has taken me in this race has just been incredible. 30 years has been very special. I get to see people I see only once a year. Many, many breast cancer survivors that I see once a year that I'm certainly glad to see each and every year. So the 30-year tradition kicks off Saturday. We are excited about the 30-year tradition of this race.
Why is an event like this so important, especially for the Peoria community? What does this mean to be woven into the fabric of Peoria?
Well, it is a community-wide function. We have kids from volunteers from Bradley that come in, and they see the excitement and the people. And I had a young man from Bradley the other day said, God, you meet the best people in Peoria, and you meet the best people volunteering for activities in Peoria. I'm part of this race. There are other activities, but this is special to me and special to this community, and hopefully will be until we conquer this disease, hopefully within our lifetime. You know, when we do conquer this disease, hopefully within our lifetime, the real victory will belong to volunteers, the people who have folded T-shirts and carried water and reclaimed the venue each and every year. The victory will belong to them.
How many people did the Race for the Cure in Peoria last year get, approximately, for the race last year? And also, how many people do you anticipate this year running the race?
Numbers are always important. From 280-some, I think, the first year, to over 20,000 when during the height of the breast cancer wars and issues, when we had all three of the former first ladies on board that were behind our cause. To the present day, we have a race, probably it'll be 10,000 tomorrow. Not only 10,000 participants, but probably another 10 or 15,000 community members there to support their families. You know, it has become a family tradition. I had a landlord for an apartment I rented for a few years. They have such a family tradition. They go to the same restaurants. It's one of the biggest restaurant mornings throughout the city. A lot of family tradition goes out and eats breakfast, have picnics, have their families in from out of town, just special for this race.
You talked a little bit earlier about volunteers and the importance of volunteering. When I walked into the Coleman office here, I saw just racks and racks of T-shirts. I saw alphabetical envelopes. Can you just talk about what is going on right now to prepare for the race, and what do these volunteers do? I mean, what is involved behind the scenes to put a race like this on?
The evolution of the race has been really pretty interesting. I can remember, and my wife was the chairman of the fifth race, and they were recording entrance through the old computers, you know, discs that you had to take one out and put one in, and it has evolved over the years to a pretty sophisticated computer system where we record our participants, we record their times, we record how many times they've participated in the race, and also we have a fundraising platform that is equal to the registrations. Our office manager is highly skilled in building our website. We've evolved from handing out T-shirts at the mall, which was a week-long process, to mailing them out, to picking them up here in our office, partially mailed out. This office provides the impetus for our Springfield race, which is a week from tomorrow. It's the only evening race in the country. As a matter of fact, there are 23 Coleman races this Saturday throughout the country. Mother's Day weekend is probably the biggest weekend, so I guess 20% of the Coleman races are this weekend. But, of course, we have our Bloomington race in September, our Springfield race a week from tomorrow. And we're beginning traditions in those communities similar to what we have here in Peoria. For years and years, we used to have buses come over from the outlying areas like Bloomington. They would come over and bring, gosh, tons of buses. We'd see them buses flying in early in the morning and stage them for the race, the participants. That was sure fun. But now they've started their own tradition similar to the tradition that we see in this community. It's It's going to be hard to match Peoria. I'm a little prejudiced there, but it certainly will be hard to match the great things that our volunteers have done over the years.
What does 30 years mean for tomorrow's event?
Well, 30 years, if I had to sum it up, it means a lot of progress. Virtually every significant advance in the fight against cancer has come with Komen dollars. That's pretty significant. Virtually, and not only breast cancer, but other forms of cancer. The money that we raise here and this foundation throughout the country has made a difference. And I tell that to volunteers. I tell that to volunteers, don't think for a minute what you do prior to the race and race morning doesn't have an impact on people and people's lives, because it does. We had Brats for the Cure last weekend. We had Shoot for the Cure last weekend. We have Ride for the Cure. These volunteers all kind of co-mingle because we're doing one thing and we're doing another thing. But it is a busy month for us, I'll tell you that. Two races and several other activities. But the core is the race. The core is the 30-year race, which has touched so many lives and provided me the opportunity to work with so many wonderful volunteers.
Stu, know you're very busy, you and the other volunteers and staff. Just want to thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with us today.
Thank you, WCBU.